Hold
Don't
on.
Don't you have a logic issue?
Yes, fine. Yes, yes. This is a good time to start.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Let's do the intro. Hey, guys.
Do you do intros?
Yeah, we do intros.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Since when do we do intros?
Yeah.
For real, we've always done an intro. We've always done
intros. Pretty sure we just hop in and say, what's up, faggots?
Yeah, no, what's up, faggots?
I always do an intro.
Hey, all right, then fucking hop on it. Jesus Christ.
Go ahead, Jesus. Stop wasting time.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Tactical Buffaloes podcast. I'm Matt, your boy, and we have all our other hosts who will introduce themselves.
Connell.
Going down the line.
Who's up first? Is it me? You. Yeah, it's always me. Hey, I'm a Gorist. Gorist for Liberty.
They don't need you anymore.
That's all I ever have. So go on.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? It's Big Bad here again. Hopefully, this is going to be a more lighthearted episode, so hopefully we get a lot of jokes and keep the party going, you know?
I agree.
Hey, it's Connell. Oh, sorry.
It's Militarized Scissors, but my real name is Connell, so I guess we're going to go by that now.
Okay, thank God.
Yeah, I've been saying that for like the last 3 or 4 weeks, but we always forget.
All right, Rabbit, what's up?
Call me Connell.
Oh, hey, it's Rabbit. Yeah, that's about it.
Okay.
It's Sassy. I'm here. I'm one of those other people on the podcast.
All right. Well, tonight we're going to be talking about our favorite conspiracy theories. It's going to be more of a fun one because the world is depressed right now, and we think you guys need some entertainment.
I need to shave my balls.
Yes. Yes, he does.
What?
Let's do a Wolverines thing. What are you guys drinking?
Kraken. The only rum that's allowed.
Yeah, I'm drinking Kraken, a dark and stormy.
Ooh.
You want to speak about the respectable common man's drink? It's Kraken.
Boys, I'm drinking cheap beer.
I'm finishing my drive-through margarita from earlier, and then I'm going to go grab my fucking Zeigenbrock.
Brian, I know you're the alcoholic of the group, so what are you drinking?
Drinking anything right now. Oh. I had a couple beers and then some apple pie earlier today.
Like apple cut pie moonshine or something?
Yeah.
That's just good.
Some lady's grandma made it about a state and a half away, so I just picked up on the way through and not even labeled, so I was like, oh, it's even better. I could die for
it. I have a friend who makes apple pie moonshine.
I know,
like in my state.
I'm not drinking anything. I'm underage.
Yeah, so am I.
We're anarchists. Fuck off. So am I.
Connell and I are both underage.
I'm underage because my mom listens.
Imagine believing in the abolishment of the state, but still following drinking laws.
Is drinking underage agorism?
Yes. Especially if you make it. Me and some friends recently bought like some, what do you call it?
Brewing kit.
Yeah, but like, what's the grains of it called? It's not grain.
Hops?
No, because it was like, we put it in Arizona tea, all right? And we added a shit ton. It was brewing yeast. And we put
ethanol?
It in Arizona tea, and we put like
ethanol?
A shit ton of, no, bitch. That's what becomes of it when the yeast eats the,
that's the, corn, the sugar,
bro. It ferments.
What are you trying to say, though?
It was good. It was like 13%. It was good, and it was Arizona tea flavored. That's not bad.
Okay.
This
whole cast was a hard on.
Every time somebody talks about making their own alcohol, I really, really push trying to just make some mead because it's really fucking easy.
Mead. So I moved into the kind of long story. When I was in high school, we moved into a hoarder house, and they said we made a deal that if we cleaned it up, we would get it hella cheap. And in my basement, me and my friends found 60 gallons of homemade mead.
Jesus. Oh, no. Don't tell me you drank that.
We drank all.
Why wouldn't you?
It was so good.
I don't know if is mead good, like hot, or is just mead gotta be drank?
No, cold, bro.
It's okay at room temperature. It's better cold.
Well, room like temperature whiskey. Is hot beer to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like a hot apple cider that you actually heat up.
Yeah.
It has to be like room temperature or cold.
Yeah.
Hey, boys, yeah. How many beers do you think I can drink before my old man notices when he gets home in a week?
Six.
Hey, man, when you got a week, it's time to drink all of them.
Well, no, he doesn't really live at his house anymore. He lives at his fucking girlfriend's house.
Then
but I don't work here either.
Go buy some more. And
drink all of them. If you don't live there, then especially drink all of them. What the fuck are you saying?
If he says anything, you'd be like, well, if you didn't want me to drink them, why'd you leave?
That's when you ask for permission.
Dude, there's like liquor in here. Like, I can make some fucking drinks.
You should.
Anyway, let's get down to the bare bones of this shit. What are y'all's favorite conspiracies? Who wants to go first?
Ooh, well, since we already started with yours and we're talking about it already.
Mine? Mine's not a conspiracy, apparently.
Your theory.
We'll just reiterate what we said, or what had been said.
Yeah, we'll just delve into it a little more.
All right. So, for anybody listening, have you guys ever heard of the multiverse theory? That is apparently true.
It is.
You mean the Spider-Man movie?
Would you like to, like, Logan, you want to, do you want to, like, explain it a little bit?
The multiverse theory is an idea that multiple realities of coexisting or parallel universes exist. Like in a very layman's term, that's what it is. Not like I hate the fucking aesthetic of like the multiple bubbles, because that's not what it is in like spatial temporal existence or manifestation. But that's kind of the best image I can give you is that.
I love it. And do you want to explain why it's apparently true?
And it is at least theory, which according to physical observation and like scientific deduction is like one step under law. So it's very, very, very close to being factual. And that is because of Schrodinger's cat. And Schrodinger's cat was an experiment done in the 30s by a man named Schrodinger, a physicist, who said if we released an unstable isotope in a room with a cat under a box, what would happen to the cat? Now, mathematically speaking, they created formulas and equations that proposed that the cat could live or die. And they both were logical and reasonable, according to math and arithmetic. So, without actually killing a cat, they never conducted the experiment. This was all a theory. Schrodinger ran into the problem of what the fuck, like, how can we have two formulas that are both, like, tautologically true, yet they both result in different, like, occurrences. And what he... What the fuck was that?
Matt's doing the robot.
Matt, you sound like a fucking robot.
Have you ever wondered if that's his Wi-Fi cutting out, or if he's really sounding like that right now?
I think he really sounds like that. I think Matt's.
I think he tries.
Matt's sometimes. The robot lizard.
Left.
Are we still laughing about this?
Yeah, you're
right. Yes.
All right, I you're back. You're sounding normal. What the fuck were you saying?
No, I couldn't understand you, so I thought it was your problem. My bad.
No, they could understand me. Could y'all understand me?
Yeah, it was Matt.
Oh, yeah, like it was just you, Matt.
Loud and clear.
Rabbit, like I forgot that I unfollowed you, so I can't tag you in this. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Hey, you're a rabbit.
I was searching your old username. Hold on.
Oh.
Listen, ever since that fucking shit show with Dave, everyone's been making fun of my laugh. No one did it before, but now they're all like,
No.
Oh, you saw it.
Oh, sound like a fuck.
You sound like a fucking robot. Go back to fucking iRobot with Will Smith, you faggot.
That was aggressive.
That was funny.
That was extremely aggressive.
God damn it. Fucking cyborg piece of shit.
Okay, anyway, let's just move on to somebody else's conspiracy.
It's not did very... Brian, you have to edit out my name.
No.
No.
No, don't do no. it.
Brian no, did not answer, so I'm going to let that simmer in his mind.
No.
Think about it. How many people in the world have your name? Okay, well, then you should be all right. Oh, yeah. So let's move on to somebody else's conspiracy.
We didn't get to finish, though.
We didn't?
Yes, we did.
No. We didn't get to finish.
Why? We just proved that the theory was correct. So let's just move on.
Did we?
Yeah.
I thought I was rudely interrupted by fucking... I don't have a robot joke. Oh, fuck. Whatever you are, robot.
By Stephen Hawking's over here.
Say Stephen Hawking's.
Yes.
He's dead.
So are a lot of other people. Big deal.
A lot of people are dead. 57 million people die on Earth a year.
We need to bump those numbers
every day.
We need to boost. I agree, because 100 million are born.
If we didn't have the Geneva Convention, we could, make that number go higher.
Ain't no Geneva Convention when you ain't got a convention. Ain't no Geneva Convention when you ain't got more nobody like to Geneva hold the convention.
Suggestion. Who the fuck is Geneva? And why
what's
the fuck
a state
is
assembly? Who needs a status assembly council when I can just flamethrower people?
All right, Agrist, what's your conspiracy theory that you want to talk about?
I don't have much for it, but it pisses me off a lot. Because I at least know that it's reasonable and probably happening, and that's the Pizzagate surrounding, powerful elites, the political cast, I'll say.
Yeah.
You know, the actors, politicians, the 1%. Even though that sounds incredibly, incredibly, proletariat of me. They're having sex with children, and they're cutting babies' heads off, and they're drinking their blood, and they're doing satanic shit. And I sound like fucking Alex Jones, but God allegedly. Damn it, they're doing it. Allegedly.
Well, allegedly. The Bohemian Grove stuff is, like, confirmed real.
The
like,
Bohemian
real
stuff?
Yo.
Bohemian Grove.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
No. Connell, expand upon that, because I don't know that.
Okay, so... There's like a campground, and then there's like a subsequent town, and it's all owned by this gentleman's like super elite gentleman's club called Bohemian Grove, and it's all like highly secure, like super elite people, like governors, high level politicians, high level corporate people, are all a part of this club. And Alex Jones and a BBC reporter, I forgot his name, but like very established, actually broke into the on site and recorded a video of them worshiping like an owl statue and like weird robes and like weird like fires. And there's like rituals that go on there. And there's been said like certain sacrifices, maybe human. But we don't know about that stuff for sure, but like we definitely have there's the videos of them like in the robes worshiping like a stone owl god. It's weird shit though. And they control the entire town.
Hold on, like Al Gore kind of god?
Yeah.
Like Al Gore.
From South Park.
From South Park.
Shut the fuck up. The man bear pig?
Yeah.
Penis.
Penis. Anyways, the only reasonable
penis.
The only reasonable, I think, or logical premise we can use for the Pizzagate theories, because of course no media and their nepotistic fucking bullshit coverage is going to cover that. And of course no facts are going to be leaked about it without you ending up dead and them erased. So I think we can look to history. because history quite often replicates itself. I don't want to say repeats itself, but replicates itself. And if we look back, all the way back to the Roman Empire, and you look at these motherfuckers named Tiberius, Caligula, Nero, Caracas, whatever the fuck his name is, and Commodus, all of these people had like murals of child sex. It was known that Tiberius would have infants suckle on him after they were done like suckling on a breast. He would just attach him to his dick. It was known that he had like 15 child sex slaves, and many times after he was done with them, he would throw them off his villa home in Sicilia or wherever, and shit like that. Caligula was like known for like tying ropes around people's penises and like forcing them to drink wine, shit like that. And I think that it gives us at least enough reason to think that when you are drunken in power and have that horrific psychological disease, as I like to refer a bit of a power trip, a lot of these actions are similar, you know, war, conquest, just overall control and legitimizing theft and shit. And I think that the sex stuff is pretty close to it too, and the debauchery of it.
I think kind of at a certain point, and it's the reason you see it very common with what you could classify as like the elites, is because they get, this is my theory on it, they get a certain high of, they get a power high, and they've been getting a power high their entire lives. And then they reach a certain point where that same amount of power that they have, and they've been able to exercise over people, isn't enough anymore.
So I agree.
Then they start reaching into the really, really weird shit, like what essentially would be Pizzagate. You know, it's.
I agree completely.
Everything that Agris just said is just like, what the fuck would make somebody do that? Well, they're looking for their next high of what that next thrill is, and right now it's ultimately preying upon the most vulnerable and chopping heads off and drinking blood.
It is, and I think it's a stimulus, and it is that it's their fix for the time being. And while I think I agree completely, and I thought about that, I think it would be incredibly interesting and beneficial for, I think it would be a huge step in progression if we could study the like psychology, both the essence and the biopsychology, physiology of a mind under a power surge, you know, because I think there is something truly affecting the mind. It's just it's unnatural. This artificial power is creating, you know, supplementary gaps and synapses in the mind that I think are creating these highs that Big Bad just mentioned. So I think it would be pertinent to study these minds, but never would they allow such a thing. You know, they're on a power high. Who the fuck's going to be like, no, 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 we're going to study you when they have the mercenary armies.
Right. If anything, I'd say it'd have to be one of them that thought it was a good idea to study. You know,
exactly.
Like, I'm going to study my kid when I bring him up in this
condition,
environment. Yeah.
But they're on a power high, and
right.
Over 6,000 years, we've seen that they don't really do that. It's
no. To mention like Alex Jones again, at this point, the only thing that would shock me anymore is of what he said that I can recall off the top of my head, the only thing that's going to shock me is if one day one of these politicians peels off their skin, they're actually a lizard person. That's like literally the only thing I'm going to be like, holy fuck.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, everything else would be like, oh, that actually kind of fits. That makes sense. Yep, I could have put money on that one. But if they peel off their skin and they're a lizard person, I'm going to be like, yeah, Didn't see that one. Nope.
How do you kill a lizard person?
We don't know.
I don't know. It worked for GFK.
Yeah. Fucking fast bullet.
That's because JFK was the first non-lizard person president.
That's why he got killed.
That's why they were able to kill him so easily.
But all the other presidents went out like bitches. Like that one guy who died like 2 months in office.
Who's that?
I mean, Abe Lincoln got smacked.
Yeah, he got domed.
Abe Lincoln's a piece of shit. Nobody noticed that.
Yeah, he was. He was hella racist. Like, he talks about how he's like, he doesn't care about slaves. He's just doing it for like, oh, I forgot the reason.
Yeah.
Not because of like free the slave. He uses the N word all the time like, and shit like that. It's like, all right.
Wait. Anybody else got a theory that they want to share? Or, yeah.
Have any of you guys actually been inside of a mattress firm?
No.
Yes.
No. Yes, I
actually,
have.
No, I've never been inside of a mattress store.
Never.
I've never been to a major city where there's like one on every fucking block.
Yeah.
No.
Have you ever seen someone inside of a mattress firm?
No.
Yes.
Shut the fuck up, Matt.
No.
Do mattress firms even exist?
I think Mattress Firm is a fucking laundering scheme.
Oh, I bet.
There's way too fucking many, and I never see anyone in them for them to be able to stay open.
Dude, I'll one up you. I think Mattress Firm is ran by the fucking aliens. They're studying us.
But why would aliens be laundering our money when they're already a higher being than us?
Well, maybe they're not, you know? It doesn't...
What if they want to play with the economy?
Dude, they could just be pieces of shit that find out how to travel through space.
What if they're all really stoned?
Aren't we all stoned? Yeah.
Mattress stores, they traffic drugs.
Dude, what if the aliens traffic drugs and they're just Mexicans?
There we go.
They're not, like, really Mexicans. They're aliens.
So they're dual aliens?
A double whammy!
A double whammy!
Illegal aliens.
Bring a shipment of mattresses in, and they'll stuff the mattresses with
like
cocaine and like
come from space.
Marijuana.
Will they technically be illegals?
Yes.
Technically.
But why would they be treated as non-illegals?
Dude, because they came from space. That's kind of fucking cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of cool, I guess.
Did you come from space? Piece of shit?
Yeah.
I think technically we all came from space if you believe primordial soup came from an asteroid theory.
Yeah, I kind of think that too.
I don't think that, but I mean, I don't know. I've never thought on it, but
depending on what theory you believe in, we all actually know a lot of theories. We all just come from space. Hell, even fucking religions. Some space boy.
Scientology thinks you come from space.
I love Scientology.
Tom Cruise is a Scientologist, so
I'm a Scientologist.
I worked with when I was in the Air Force. I worked with a guy who was in Hollywood producing, and then he joined the Air Force. He got out of producing and joined the Air Force. And he told me, I mean, this sort of backs up my theory, like my fucking
Pizzagate.
Yeah. Pizzagate theory. And he said that everyone in Hollywood, he was like the whole Harvey Weinstein thing. That is a common practice in Hollywood. And everyone's having sex with everyone. It doesn't matter if you're married. It doesn't matter if you're a guy or a girl. They like to have orgies and shit.
Who does?
And I was like, damn.
Do you guys know who Cat Williams is? Or so I think that's his name.
Yes.
I don't actually.
He was talking about... So, like, he used to be, like, kind of rising. And he said that he got invited to, like, one of those orgy parties. And he, like, refused to participate in it. And then Hollywood kind of, like, blacklisted him. and that Kevin Hart replaced him.
Ooh.
Kevin Hart replaced him.
Yeah.
That sucks.
I bet he's got a big dick. I think Kevin Hart's got a schlong.
Yeah.
Proportionally, it wouldn't take much.
He's really short. Like,
he's short, but he has the body of a, I'm guessing he has the package of an average size man.
Oh, is that your conspiracy theory or what?
Fuck it. Yeah, that's my conspiracy. Kevin Hart's got a fucking schlong.
Horse cock.
Kevin Hart's packing a horse cock on his shorts.
Horse cock.
I mean, his wife didn't leave him, so.
Don't make assumptions about people's penises.
Like, we all have our assumptions about Logan's, but we don't say it.
I've got a huge dick.
I bet penis. Logan's, like, slightly below average. Like, not much, but, like...
like 3.5 inches?
No, like maybe, like, a quarter inch, like, below the national average. Just
boys, you're being too kind. My penis is at maybe 3 or 4 inches.
Oh, Jesus. My back.
Also, I was being too generous. You know the fucking national average is like 5.5 for America?
Huh.
Is wow. It? Okay, 5G. What do you guys think about it?
About what?
5G.
I don't understand why people think it's like fucking lizard mind control.
It's because it is!
That's one of... Okay.
So are you fucking stupid? Do you believe the 5G is lizard mind control?
I'm playing devil's advocate. Go fuck yourself.
I don't believe it is.
Go is this where I get to jump in? Can I jump in now? Funny...
Wait, yeah, we have ahead. Someone in here.
Hold on.
Yeah,
hold
go
on,
ahead.
It's a funny theory.
Pause.
Oh,
I would like
shit.
To welcome
BCR
to the episode. He jumped in.
This is Bukam nigga.
Bukam daddy.
Relay.
Look, I'm going to shoot my hot com all over every single one of you and tell you that, and I'll just say this. One of the major portions of every ham radio test is about RF radiation and the dangers it can have. When you transmit on a radio on any frequency band, it can fucking hurt you. It can burn you. It can give you radiation poisoning, et cetera, et cetera. So now we're putting we're transmitting at a higher frequency with more power, and nobody thinks anything bad is going to happen?
I do not.
I mean, I could.
Oh, yeah, we'll be fine.
The radiation is going to be significantly more.
I'm sure it's damaging, but I don't think it's like as dramatic as some people.
I think if we want to put it that way, the sun is doing fission right now on its surface, and we are all receiving radiation every outside.
So the caveat to that, like my counter argument to that statement, would be yes. There are solar rays and radiation that definitely affect us, hit us, and interfere with a lot of things. As a matter of fact, there is about a 12-year ham radio cycle that is based on solar interference. And we're kind of at the low swing point of that, where we have a massive amount of fucking radiation that just screws up a lot of your UHF, VHF, HF comms. But you can still mitigate it, time of day, location, weather. So I would say that's only a half-ass argument. Like, this is stuff that we're putting into the environment ourselves. I really question what the regulation and actual studies have been. Can you honestly tell me that we have truly studied on a human level, like human test subjects, what
not
the
at
long-term
all.
Exposure
no.
is?
But I thought 5G was fiber optics and photonic transmissions.
No. So 5G, so your standard Wi-Fi router, like this is a perfect example. You have like, technically I'm probably actually on 5G in my house.
Yeah.
Off my Wi-Fi. So you have your standard Wi-Fi router transmits at roughly 2.4 gigahertz, whatever.
Yeah.
Of the frequency band at a certain power setting. And then you have that 5G, that 5G setting. It has less penetration, more power. We can sit here and talk about, you know, the ability to penetrate your skin, actually mess with your DNA. Then we can jump into the anatomy portion and physiology of your, you know, ability to fight that. My only concern is when we start talking about gigantic freaking
Towers?
Towers, like
radio towers.
Twin towers.
Like, so somebody, I don't know who in here was in the Air Force, and I said that. Okay, so I don't know how familiar you are with like F-16s and 15s.
Quite.
Okay, so you know the pods they carry underneath them.
Yes.
Okay, so if a pilot was ever a fucking douchebag and turned one of those targeting pods or whatever pods on without warning us, because I was a crew chief in the Air Force at one point, like, it only took 3 to 5 minutes before your gut started fucking hurting because of the amount of radio, or I guess radiation spectrum energy it's putting out and just pumping into you.
Yes, on a what do you call it, like a rotogen level? Yes.
Yeah. So I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say 5G is evil. I'm saying that there is an inherent danger that a lot of people are disregarding for the sake of technology and convenience. There are studies that show that, yes, cell phones do kind of contribute to cancer, but so does everything else. So fuck it, we don't care. Is this one of those things, or is this one of those things where we're actually going to suddenly see a drastic increase in cancer patients, like the Russian space satellite when it crashed in the atmosphere in, what, 83, 85? Give or take. The Mir space station. The next 10 years, there was almost a 3,000 to 5,000% increase in cancer patients in the geographical area of which it crashed. Now, you could say coincidence, or you could say, you know, I can't prove that to an absolute degree.
No, but there's definitely relation. You know, that's not coincidence. Doesn't go up 3,000% in a specific area when a space object falls there. But that, to me, what was emitting radiation from that? I mean, space has a ton of radiation.
Oh yeah,
a shit ton of radiation.
Oh yeah.
So I mean I agree that there is, should be, I guess, a concern, or at least not even a concern, diligence to this thing. But I don't want to, like, you know, stop like creative destruction in the market. I don't want to halt improvements unless they're diabolical in means. You know, I think these 5G people truly are being diabolical. I think they're just, you know, perpetually increasing the product.
Well, I mean, if you want to look at it from an NPA, you know, non-aggression principle standpoint, what products are put out on the market with a potential risk, but a general understanding that don't be an idiot and try to eat the tin of a can of soup versus something that is negligently rushed out for profit?
And that's fair. And in this world of corporatism, that it definitely probably is incorporated with profit for, you know, the state and the corporates. But I don't know, because then we could argue again with normal wavelengths and frequencies, because again, those put radiations out in the world, but they're not deadly enough. So
they're not. But that comes down to, like, I mean, if you go back to like basic middle school, high school physics, and you talk about the electromagnetic spectrum, like if you can see your keyboard and you're looking at this Discord right now, you are absorbing a spectrum
light, of a photon
of light. Yeah, and it's technically radiation.
Yeah, so
there's a massive portion of the radiation spectrum that we're naturally immune to. I don't want to say immune, that we have thick enough skin. Adapted to,
we've conglomerately existed.
Exactly. And then but then we can go to the far end of the spectrum and look at thermal energy or X-ray, gamma, alpha, beta waves.
Yeah. And those are deadly.
They are.
Those can kill people.
But what's the two rules of radiation? Distance and then time. Limit your time of exposure and be as far away from it as possible. That's like,
so what if we throw these 5G towers out in the boonies?
I would be very curious to see what the ecological environment damage or effect would be if you all of a sudden didn't have a lot of trees growing there or a lot of
birds. Then be scared.
I would be a little hesitant.
Well, I have to agree with that. I mean, that's just proof beyond a doubt. That's just logic. If it's killing like mild wide radiuses.
Well, I mean, there's a European country or two. I don't know if it's like Sweden or Switzerland or one of those Nordic countries, but I think one of them banned 5G already. And their justification was they did studies with small plants and bees and other insects, and they found that generally the living entities and like intermingled, they would not. They would avoid the radiation, the signal. Now, you could say that's because a lot of these insects rely on a certain type of wavelength to navigate.
Yeah. But I mean, if you want to go into that, it's been theorized that like birds' migratory patterns are due to them viewing the magnetic electromagnetic pulses of the core, something like that. They can view those. So I guess I don't know. It's a tricky argument. I guess there's a lot of wavelengths that are normal and actually are in everyday life for everything, but I guess we just don't know.
Here's one for you, though. And this has been the one that's pissed me off and made me laugh the last 2 weeks. Coronavirus isn't real. It's really just 5G poisoning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking stupid. that's ridiculous. That's retarded. That's dumb. Also, everyone is muted. Hey, I guess I'm the only one talking.
We're letting you shine with your,
with Bukom.
I was letting you fucking shit out of your ass and let you talk.
Is that what we were doing? Or did you not understand what we were saying, faggot boy?
No, Paisley said Obama did 9/11.
I want to see this one. I want to see the link and connection to this, but okay, I'm interested.
Yeah,
I don't want him to hop on so I can see like where Obama did 9/11. I mean, like, I know where he did it, but like where?
I'm pretty sure we all saw where he did it.
Well, I was still in the womb at the time.
Oh my god, you fucking child.
I mean, is this one of those conspiracy theories where like Bush Sr. was good family friends with the Obamas and like kind of helped raise or mentor
little,
Obama?
Little Barack. Is that a thing?
Barack. Yeah, there's definitely a conspiracy theory involving that with Bush Sr. being a former CIA agent / director and then
I think we should get to the like the real the meat of this episode.
The conspiracy theories? We've been doing those.
No. Like the big one. Okay.
What's
like,
the big
Matt,
one?
Matt being a simp?
I have passed the mantle on.
Why? How can you do that when we have dictated you as simper?
Ooh,
you can't pass the mantle on. Retard.
You're distracting.
This isn't a passing of the torches. This isn't a pedigree. This is you.
Yeah, you can't fucking pass it on. It's you. It's
you are distracting me.
Your heredity has no play in this. Unless you have a son.
What did I come back to?
Well, I'm trying to talk about a topic, but these bitches won't let me.
No, go ahead.
Because he's a simp.
Go ahead. Go on.
So, birds aren't real, and I can prove it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah? So,
you ever like, go dove hunting? Fucking, you shoot a bird, right?
I've shot a pheasant.
You fuck it. You go up to rip its head off because it's still alive, right? And that's what you do.
No.
No.
You rip. No. Oh, that's what I do.
I usually shoot it and it dies.
Do you ring the heads off the turkeys? I saw my grandma do that once and I fucking flip shit.
Shut
I was
the
like,
fuck
oh
up.
My god.
I hate you all.
It's relating to the topic.
Keep going.
And, like, you just fucking pop that bitch's head off. There's supposed to be blood coming out, right?
No.
No. There's not a lot of blood in a bird.
Yeah.
I fucking
especially
hate
in its neck. Especially in its neck.
Oh my god.
Let's have a good topic. Here's a good topic.
I'm gonna finish. I'm leaving. I'll be back.
No, Matt, if you leave,
what a faggot.
Here's one to make everyone think. And obviously, I know everyone's answer is going to shoot it down. But then I'm going to challenge you and make you prove it. Prove the Earth is not flat.
I can't. I've never been to space.
Lasers.
Maybe. Lasers, mathematics. But most people, they go for institutionalized education, Google Earth, Google Maps, Google Images, etc.
And they go, it's a globe.
Last time I checked, we don't trust any of those sources, so...
That's fair.
Why would we be flat and everything else be round?
So the argument is,
are you a flat earther? Or are you playing devil's advocate? Okay,
I'm playing devil's advocate. So the argument is, from what my understanding, the most recent flat Earth iteration is that if the Earth is flat, it undoubtedly or inadvertently, whatever, proves the existence of a higher power through divine intent.
Design theory.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's a thing for round Earth too, though.
It is too.
But no, I haven't delved into the flat Earth theory as much. I mean, to me, I've seen a few, and I definitely think that the curvature of lasers is good enough for me. I'm like, okay, you know, you point it at the horizon over there and it goes, like, you can measure it going, you don't see it going, you see it go straight, but you can measure it go, then, yeah, I think that's good enough for me, man.
I mean, my only thing and takeaway is that I will say that community, the logical sound-minded ones, relatively speaking, are definitely teaching people to question
and their education. That's a good thing.
And yeah, question their institutionalized training, their fucking status bullshit.
I think that I want people to question everything. I mean, that's what I'm doing for my passions, pursuits, goals in life, my writings, my publishings, whatever I'm doing. But I take that to at least a more backable position of like, let's at least bring it back to like the Socratic method and questioning and philosophy, critical thinking, you know, deductive reasoning and shit like that.
Nah, who likes Socrates?
Well, I don't agree with him, but I think that questioning everything is the only way to actually think for yourself.
Definitely agree.
All right, where's Matt?
Probably simping.
He dipped out, I think, because we were giving him too much shit.
Why is he such a soft skin now?
Real Matt?
Yeah.
Did he really dip out? Like,
yeah. He's being a bitch. A little bitch.
I'm not a simp. Stop bullying me.
Oh, my God.
Fucking pussy.
Does the simp thing actually bother him?
Oh, it's him doing
it! Oh, thank God.
It's a fucking simp.
Or you guys are waiting for me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I diagnosed you with simp.
Were you really?
Like, yes.
Perfect.
We were discussing whether or not you being called simp actually bothers you.
No. I just had to go put something out on Instagram real quick. I had to record.
I diagnosed you with simp. you have
okay, simp. So here's I probably that's my a favorite. Shut the fuck up. Stop talking and I'm trying to talk, okay?
Okay, so, asserting himself.
Here's my theory, right? It has to concern the Las Vegas shooting and how one man caused so much carnage with what he had.
That's actually a good one.
Yeah.
I mean, we all know it was like the Iranian, but okay.
My dad likes to say it's the Clintons. I just like to say it's the government in general.
It's definitely some agency, I believe.
That does what?
We all know the CIA.
Some agents of the state killed everyone in Las Vegas, and then they killed that guy and planted him there.
Yeah. Well, there was more than one. If you listen to the video, it's obvious that there's more than one
shooter.
They're definitely not 5.56 either.
No, it sounds like a 308 from a belt-fed machine gun.
No, big round.
I went and I pulled the audio files from an M240 Bravo being shot and the fucking Las Vegas shooting, and I compared them, and they were almost perfect.
Yeah, no, it sounds like one of those.
The CIA did the Las Vegas shooting.
Don't ask me. CIA did a lot of shootings.
You know what's weird is I think that was the first major event that happened where I saw instantaneously within 12 hours nobody fucking on the internet, even normies like family, friends, people who are total straight edge, neocons or liberals, nobody fucking accepted the narrative. And yet, nobody talks about it.
Well,
it's
just accepted. It's widely accepted that the CIA kills their own people and they fucking establish military juntas in South America. It's just how it is. People know it, but no one does shit about it.
I mean, fuck, we all know just not willing the feds are to fucking burn each other to get away with shit, so it wouldn't surprise me.
I mean, if you ever, meet some salty as fuck, super top secret military dudes that went down to South Africa or South America, they're usually bitter as fuck because, realistically, what were they doing? They were fighting CIA plants, CIA operations.
They were, yeah, like Panama in the 90s and fucking
Guatemala.
Let's send the CIA down to start something and then send U.S. soft troops down to fucking counter it and just keep that going forever.
This is like a war game for them.
It gives them a reason to invade. It gives them a reason to implement power and then take some resources and then leave.
Oh!
Except the dudes on the ground get bitter as fuck and people start dying.
Either somebody
because the dudes on the ground are people just killing other people, watching their people die.
Yeah, I know. Trust me on it.
As much as I fucking hate the close-mindedness of everyone in the military, they're just people. You know, and I found that out very, very simply. I don't want to kill soldiers. I was in the Air Force. They were just fucking, mostly just fucking retarded ass kids that didn't know what to do in life.
You mean the Air Force?
Yeah, yeah. No, okay. I completely agree. Completely agree. Still stupid ass nationalistic pieces of shit though.
Yeah.
What? What are you gonna do? I mean, except what we're doing, I guess. We're advocating as well as we can through our social medias and podcasts, I guess.
Who's actually been to Las Vegas?
I've been when I was 16.
7 times.
Holy shit!
So you guys have, walked around the casinos and seen the massive amount of security.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all the cameras.
I'm scared to fart in Vegas so somebody might tackle me.
seriously, you can't fucking...
No.
You can't pick your nose without being caught on 5 fucking cameras in Vegas.
Yeah, do you think that the security guys, go back and take the cheaters back and, beat the shit out of them?
Oh, God, yeah. I bet it'd be really fun to watch be a security guy in Vegas at some point.
Oh, fuck.
I think it would be.
Honestly, I saw the cops cause more problems.
For that circumstance.
Well, if you go to the old strip, they would patrol the old strip and the older casinos.
Fremont, you mean? Yeah, I mean it's. Vegas is actually pretty. I don't know. The last time I was there was beginning part of March, and it was nice that the it was kind of cleaned up. There wasn't like as many what's the word? Homeless people lying around. They're running vagrants. That's what it was.
They're, you mean like the tens of thousands of people who live underground in Vegas?
Do people live underground in Vegas? Vegas?
So I lived in Vegas 3 years, and like I think it was one of the years I was there, some big news, I mean mainstream media, taken for what it is, but they did an article on how there's like 2,000 miles or something stupid, 20,000 probably, or 2,000, but of underground flood mitigation, piping and tubing and conduit.
Oh, that shit does not work.
It doesn't. Trust me. I know it doesn't. Because I've had my fucking car almost flooded out because of it when I lived there. But there's like these hundreds of miles of fucking tubing, and some of it is big enough you could drive an 18-wheeler through.
Oh,
so there's, and obviously if you've lived there, it rains like 3 times a year. So well, there's massive portions of this underground tubing or piping or water works.
Yeah.
That is inhabited by the transient population.
Yo.
So the last time I was in Vegas in March, we were there for a whole week. It rained Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Jesus Christ.
And I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Do you think the sewer people are anarchists? I think they are.
Well, like the they interview people. Dude, they interviewed some of them, and it was super sad.
Oh, like, they're just homeless people.
Like, one of the couples they interviewed, it was like the... They were a normal, like, American middle-class family, and then the wife got super hooked on, like, heroin. And it ran the two of them into bankruptcy and all this, and, like, eventually the husband... It was either husband or wife. Like, one of them was sober, successful, blah, 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 but eventually just, like, went homeless with their spouse because... of their spouse's addiction. And that's they were sad. Just yeah, dude, it was pretty sad.
Damn. I thought it would be like
no.
Oh.
But of course everybody got like hella Fallout New Vegas vibes.
Well, I'm surprised that didn't come up into my mind until you said something.
Yeah.
I don't play Fallout because I'm not gay.
Matt, do you speak blasphemy?
Matt, you're missing out on the best fucking game
ever.
You know, I didn't really like New Vegas. After 80 hours of playing it, I had to put it down. And, I don't know.
Bro,
I put way more than 80 hours in it.
Oh, I mean, I've had 200, 150... plus hours on the other, but...
Three?
Yeah.
I played Fallout New Vegas. I played 3. And then I fucking played the shit out of 4.
Still hated 4 to some degree, too.
I hated 4.
Loved 4, hated the endings.
Yeah. Yeah, the Indians were kind of anticlimactic.
Did you say the Indians?
Indians?
Yes. The engine.
The aboriginal.
They'll be coming round the mountain when they come.
Alright, those damn engine.
We can't say that. There's
it's okay, I said it.
Next topic.
What's the next topic, yay? Who has the next
conspiracy? So, if it's 10:02 Central Time. But in Guam, it's already tomorrow. Why?
Just why?
That's, like, that's not a conspiracy theory. That's just a fucking... You're stupid.
Why didn't they warn us about 9/11?
Why?
Hey, what the fuck, Australia? Come on.
Why did they but they that's, did. What?
That finished they did my, warn my us. Question. Why didn't they did? Tell us about 9/11?
Hold on, they did?
Have they you didn't. Not seen the conspiracy theory of Back to the Future?
I've seen the movies.
It's like a 10-minute video. Just look it up. It basically, the Back to the Future was a warning for 9/11, in a way.
I think I've seen parts of it. That's fucking rough. Like some of the ones like that that try and like link shit together.
They do
a good job to where it's like, oh, this is believable. But then you think about it, and it's like, I don't know.
Now, if we were going to if we were going to do like a conspiracy for film or TV, it would definitely be The Simpsons. And how the fuck did they like?
Something's fucking whack about those.
Something is whack about The Simpsons, but I still don't fall to the conspiracy. I really don't like conspiracy theories.
Here's the thing, though. At what point do you call a coincidence a trend? And at what point do you call it a trend evidence? Because they're at like a solid, it's not three or four things.
I say they're at double digits.
No, they are. They're at like 27 something.
Holy
like
everything, shit.
Yeah, everything from like FaceTime and Skyping to autocorrect errors to Trump getting elected. Like the stuff you've commonly seen and stuff that people are now looking at and analytically reviewing and like, okay, so this hasn't happened, but is it going to? You know what I mean?
How the fuck would the Simpsons know? That's the only thing I've got. Because there is that is a logical like premise that a trend eventually is empirical evidence. So, but how do they know? How?
I don't know, man.
Fucking ask.
Okay, so just to dive into this one a little bit, though. What The Simpsons has been on for, what?
20-some years.
A lot. So, let's just say they had an average episode count of 15, 20 episodes a season.
I'm looking it up right now.
Okay. So
I'm going to give you the numbers of how many episodes there are.
Yeah, so regardless of how many there actually are, there's probably quite a few. So at a certain point,
it's 673.
Just, how many?
673.
Okay. So at a certain point, it would come down to just dumb luck.
That's because a lot of
I get it. There's a point, and it's in between coincidence, luck, and then something's fucking going on here. For sure. Of like, they've been right so many times, but also look at it, how many times have they been
Simpsons wrong? Is the longest running show ever.
You're the longest running show ever?
Mm-hmm. I don't know, I feel like Doctor Who would have them beat.
Doctor Who technically is like split up.
That's true, that's why.
From the 60s. They're technically The Simpsons is the longest unanimous show ever. With 31 seasons.
Interesting. But yeah, so it's at a certain point, I feel like it's just statistically, they'd have to get something right. It's kind of like my original thoughts on Alex Jones is like, he's been spewing shit for the last, I don't know how many years. At a certain point, he's going to be right about something.
So my
broken clock is right twice a day.
Yeah.
My only question, though, is that I think that's totally a logical argument and is in some ways more believable than time travel or whatever. But then how do you explain the almost near-perfect visual representation of some of the predictions?
I want to, like, watch the context of, because I've never seen these episodes of The Simpsons where it's like fucking Trump riding down the escalator.
No, like that. Like, that was spot on. Like either he did it intentionally to kind of make fun, or
that's just what I was gonna say. BCR is that like with Trump, it's possible he did that intentionally. I want to say with Lady Gaga during the Super Bowl, that was almost entirely intentionally.
You think?
Well, because she probably looked at it and was like, "Oh,
I could do that.
I'll just do exactly what they predicted." Air quotes. You know, some of it is in response to it, and it's not really a true prediction, but certain things like Trump getting elected, how much of that was like, fuck it, we'll throw it out there and see what happens.
Okay, but then we get back into the idea of, you know, Pedo Wood and Hollywood and all the that shit. And how much is this just an outlet for Hollywood to prove that they know what's going to happen?
Right.
Right.
Perhaps Hollywood is doing it intentionally to make us think that it's happening. To make the conspiracy theorists think they got the big brain moves. I guess I got no bites with that one.
No, no. That was kind of good.
You know, the distraction is the best way to distract and divert is the best way to get away with things.
Well,
no,
how's the saying go? Give them bread and circus and they'll never revolt.
Bread and circus, exactly. Mm-hmm. The tactic implemented for thousands of years.
Keep them fed, keep them entertained, they're good to go.
If you got football and McDonald's, you're set. You got the population.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway, honestly, my two conspiracy theories, because I had one and I'm like, it kind of ties into another one. My bigger one is simulation theory.
Ooh.
To where it's like, are we in a giant simulation? You know, is because there are certain things like deja vu. That people consider like glitches in the matrix, you know, per se. Like,
I actually have
like life being like a video game. Like, you reached a point, and that's and you're like redoing this level because something happened. And that's why it seems similar.
If the multiverse
fucking robot.
I can't tell if it could be the
multiverse that's in the fucking... Go fuck him, right?
Oh, shit, that's funny. Oh,
well,
is it better?
You wanted a...
Is it
better? Oh, my God.
Something about the multiverse, if I remember right.
Oh, he just left. He's gone.
You guys are killing me.
I'm sorry, hello, Matt.
Matt, you doing okay?
Go fuck yourself.
Hello, Matt.
I don't know if I sound bad or not.
You sound better.
You sound better now.
I'll give you 15 minutes until it goes back to robot.
Okay, I'm gonna get my point in before I leave. Anyway, if the multiverse theory is true, then we could be the multiverse or the universe that does live in the simulation. Okay, there, I said it. I'm done.
Okay,
I have a problem with that.
What's that?
If the multiverse is if we are in the simulation in the multiverse, then I think that throughout all continuums or spatial temporal fabrics, to say, would have to be the simulation as well.
That's a stretch. Because, I mean, the entire idea of the multiverse is that there's an infinite number of deviations in reality. And if you're going with the simulation theory, I mean, assuming you don't copycat exactly the Matrix, at some point, you know, we either advanced so far and got put into the simulation or some variation of such. That's just one. That could just simply be one variation of a multiverse.
But I think that if you are to depend upon that, I do not think that there are multiple, like, I do believe in the infinity. There is a, it's not finite. If you believe in the multiverse, it's forever, but they still apply to the same physics of it, according to the only theories we have on it, which are all derivatives of math. Yeah. That being math contradicting each other, and therefore there must be other realities of this happening.
Hmm.
But I also don't believe in the simulation at all. I had a friend who wrote extensive papers on this, and I did not. I don't know much of it, but he went around the premise of, we are in a simulation. That means the makeup and the essence of it would still have the same, you know, actions of a computer, the ones and zeros, even though it would be on a much more complex level. And therefore, if someone could figure that out, then they could already have hit that button and knocked us out of a simulation.
Maybe.
Perhaps.
I think.
Perhaps. I like it. I like it. Perhaps.
Yeah, I definitely do too. I think, and you guys probably talked about this, but because I'm not, I don't know, as well versed or as smart as you guys. I think
if somebody's got to mute their side with the horrible feedback.
No, no worries. I think that in just my mind, you could either have
simulation. Logan, mute yourself.
Is it me?
Yeah, it's you.
What is it?
Feedback.
Echo.
Do I have an echo?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Everybody else has an echo through you.
All right.
All right. So I think it's I'm not saying it's possible, but I could see it being that there's a simulation theory inside of a multiverse, but then there's also a multiverse inside of a simulation. Which
No, you just blew my mind. I'm done.
Yeah. So it's like it could be either one of those two, but also it could be both at the same time.
Oh my god.
But
well, I feel like you're almost reaching back into, at that point, you're almost reaching back to divine creation. Because I'm in sorry. A sense, divine creation would almost just be a simulation. Like, it would be a, we're going to play a game of civilization.
Right.
On a macro scale of existence.
You combined the theory.
Yeah, the reason I like the simulation theory is because my response after I explain it and it blows somebody's mind is it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It kind of like comes back to being a voluntarist. Like, it doesn't really matter. Like, touché, what somebody touché. Else does, I don't give a shit. Big deal. It doesn't affect me. It doesn't matter. If we're in a simulation or not, it doesn't affect me anymore in my day-to-day life. It doesn't matter.
We it's all die.
Interesting to think about.
Go wherever or go nowhere. Yeah. That still happens to all of us, so it don't matter to me.
So here's a theory that's based on a law that, in my opinion, is false. And here's my clickbait punchline. Gravity doesn't exist. There.
You've got me interested.
Down. Continue.
So you don't believe in gravity?
Not. So what, we have like only a dozen laws of physics, relatively speaking. Everything else is a theory, even though we treat it as gospel. Law. Yeah,
yeah, that's what I explained earlier.
Okay, apologize, I jumped in late. So gravity is one of the few laws, and yet it's been proven through experiments, but never... It's been proven through observation and, in a sense, objective experiments, but never quantitatively defined. So if I ask you, what is gravity, all you can really do is drop an apple and say, well, that's gravity.
Same goes with space-time.
Well, I mean, well, I'm not so much reaching to that, but like light, what is light? If we go back to the philosophical argument, it's a photon. I, you know, not only can I see light physically, like as a person, but even through more advanced scientific instruments, I can see the photon, I can measure it, I can quantify it, I can manipulate it, I can utilize it.
Yes.
We can do this with sound, we can do this with anything on the electromagnetic spectrum.
Yes.
We can do this with a plethora of different environmental entities. I'll use entities. And yet, we cannot quantify. Relatively speaking, like, yes, I am standing on this planet and I weigh so much. Okay. But what is the measure of the force? What is the force? How do we observe the force outside of its effect on an object?
Here's what I've got for you. I don't subscribe to this idea, but there was the idea of the graviton as an existing particle now finished. No more with the graviton. I think that we can use that for all all of special relativity with space-time and gravity. Because, we can metrically, quote-unquote, metrically measure these things, but they do not have any physical display besides their effect. There is no precursor. So we have to rely on just the fact that it's sort of happening. Now, that's not good enough. I wouldn't stand for that. I would be like, but there's got to be something else. Once you go more into quantum theory, you get deeper into the ideas of what they call the holographic universe. And it's not like a hologram, but it's the interactions between the fourth space-time and the fifth dimensions of reality. And that is the discourse between the physical and the quantum principles of the universe. And it doesn't matter that we don't know them yet. What matters, I have a buddy who is almost through his degree in physics, and he wants to become a quantum physicist. And what he says is, it doesn't matter if quantum theory defies laws of physics right now, because it is the laws of physics in all reality, even though we don't know it. We just have to get there. So I think that it perhaps exists, but we just haven't figured out what it is. We don't know if it's...
And that's exactly my opinion, too. It's again, my clickbait punchline, gravity doesn't exist. I believe gravity exists. Rather, it exists in a form that we don't comprehend appropriately.
I agree. And I think that we're going to eventually get to that point. I think that we're getting pretty good with a lot of the quantum studies and experiments, but I have to think that we know that it has an effect, and therefore we give it some form of, I don't know, being, but we don't know the full-fledged, like, ontological thing of gravity, space, time, that kind of shit. You know, the metaphysics of it. So, yeah, that's all I had with that.
Damn. That
was a lot. It's been an hour 20. Jesus.
Seriously? I was about to say, whenever I think we've gone through a good long amounts of conspiracies and shit.
I feel like I've had like at least one existential crisis during this episode. So
existential crisis.
Existential.
Ecstasy. Ecstasy. Yeah.
Xanax.
Ecstasy crisis.
Xanax.
Yeah. Methamphetamines.
And you know, I remember one day Agra saying that we need like 1 to 2 existential crises to have our brains actually be good.
That's
yeah, dude. You gotta exercise your brain, man.
I remember that exactly too. Yeah,
that's definitely
something like that.
That's definitely not quoted, but around. Or you got the premise. That's
all I got. I got the gist of it.
You got the gist of it.
I have the jizz of it. Not jokes.
Where did that even come from? The word jizz.
Well,
that's a conspiracy, right?
Some
right.
A man was like, "Oh fuck, what is this?
Oh fuck, I jizz." Oh, jizz.
Stupid fag. It's time to log off.
Yeah.
So you call a faggot.
I'll call you a faggot. Faggot.
I guess you start.
I start? We're doing the extras? The exits?
We're doing the intros. The end intros.
The outro?
They're called the intros now.
The intro.
The fucking intro.
Hey, guys. Thanks for listening to the Yes episode. If you've made it this far, you're fucking G. And we love you.
Yes, we do. All right. Signing out. It's me, Agoras for Liberty. You can follow me on Instagram with that. Keep your mind open and once I get some other shit published, I'll let you know what's up. I love you.
I love you.
ECR.
And it's Bukan Relay, and I'm just here for the party.
Yeah, it's Big Bad here. I don't know. I think we had a lot of a big brain night here. Kind of just trying to expand our thinking on what's real and what's not. You guys find me on Instagram, BigBad_Sep. Thanks for being here. Shift it on over to Connell.
All right. Yeah, I'm Connell or Militarized_Scissors on Instagram.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm Matt. You can find me on Instagram at Matty_actual and not Boogaloo memes anymore because I'm not a bitch. You and can also follow actual. Yeah, that one too. You can also find us all on the Tactical Buffaloes podcast on Instagram. So go throw that a follow, guys.
It's Rabbit. Find me at micro.actual. I'm going to go play video games now after I, you know, do a little bit of the teen things.
It's Sassy. You can find me at Sassy's right here.
Well, awesome. I'm going to do our little outro words. One second, please.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. Do we have outro music?
We have outro. No. We just I just talk.
What are you going to say?
If you listen to our episodes, you'd know.
I don't.
I don't either. All right. Anyway, the giant horse cock weighs 11 pounds, and God is dead. God.